The Sentai Review, Episode 93, Gingerman Robo Review. Ninety-three episodes of the Sentai Review have led us here.
God damn it, Scott.
More fucking robots.
More robots.
Have I ever mentioned how much I love and hate our fans for giving us this floodgate of never ending? We're going to be 83 pooping into sacks into our sides, being like, these fucking robos look like shit.
I have no desire to be 83 now at all, by the way. I got a fucking bag of shit on my side. I sound like I'm wheezing all the time.
One wishes to die before then.
Man,
one
wishes to die. I got about 10 years left, all right? That's it.
Yeah, no.
10 years and Nick is dead.
Yeah, I'm planning to make it to 45 with my smoking a pack of smokes and cheeseburgers diet.
Oh, no, I'm going to make it to 40.
The healthiest of all diets.
Dude, just hardcore ruined 83 for me.
Don't worry, 84 is ruining real good.
My job's here to ruin shit and to go, we have a volcano, we have a man, volcano man.
My
William
job.
Bush, Reploid Bill.
Seth Level Sario.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Nick the Lone Paladin, who apparently also sounds like Gilbert Godfrey when he gets pissed.
Scott Action Jackson.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. All right. We're back. Information has been dropped to dead.
Oh, shit. Hold on. For anybody who's noticed, we've fixed our audio issues, so RIP headphone users, because Shane can now talk, and you can, you know, hear him.
I'm very loud now.
And for some reason, I'm kind of quiet, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, we hopefully a lot of the differences in volume have been fixed. Now, the next thing, just before we get into this, just so everybody knows, the YouTubes are up. This is now 100% the Sentai Review, if you're watching this on YouTube. And then the other five shows, other four shows, blah, 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 they all have their own YouTubes. So that is at any point in time. And you can probably find this on the website soon.
I'll have it updated by Tuesday at the very latest.
So by the time this episode goes up, regardless.
Yeah.
Tuesday?
That's when I get paid now, is on a Tuesday.
Fucking
That's
Tuesday.
When I get my days off, is on a Tuesday. Back to fucking Star Trek and everything on a goddamn Tuesday.
Right.
By the way, we have like 17 robos to look at, so let's get into this
shit. Which is exactly why I'm trying to move us along. There are five fucking YouTubes to announce right now. So that's, one, check out the Jobber Wrestling Corner. They talk about, you know,
wrestling.
Two, check out the Pages of Fandom. They talk about stuff that's got pages, you know, like comic books and whatnot. Three, you could check out the Legacy of Gaming. That show's getting very good, by the way. I'm serious about that.
Good.
We talk about legacy.
It's not good.
We talk about our legacy of gaming per year. Trust me, it's getting good.
Yeah.
Four, I lost track here for a second.
Sentai.
Four is always the Sentai. Okay.
I think so.
And then
yeah.
Five is What's Up Fandom Night. There's no video on there yet because we have no fucking free time.
Yet. Technically, we can re-upload the old hangout, cookout
thing. When are we doing the recordings of the Legacy of Gaming stuff?
When I get free time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know. That's why I was
and
like,
and you need
what?
To watch the first episode because the entire format of that show is completely different.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is the
1998
Gingerman Robos. First, Shane.
Gingerman.
What's the first one, Shane?
It's the Bull Taurus.
Chogokin? Bull Tauros.
Oh, sweet. Only six pictures.
Yeah, there's not as many, so.
Oh, thank Jesus. No. Sorry. Thank you, RN Jesus.
Oh, look at that guy. He's all.
And Bill's done with that.
Shit.
Yep, Bill's done with that guy.
That didn't take long.
So, Bill, would you please describe this this robo for us.
All right, he's got nipple chains that go from his nipples down to his hips. He then wears a red Speedo armored covering with a type of corset so that his boobies are kind of perked out a bit. He has nice golden shoulder pauldrons, gauntlets, big giant hoof feet, so I'm guessing he's a satyr or some shit. And then he's got some nice horns that go way up as if he was some kind of samurai with derpy robot face.
My big question
is... Can I help everybody who's not actually up to date with this one? This is the one that had that stupid black samurai guy, or like the black knight, that did not
Magnum
fit
Defender
in with the
something?
Rest of the group. Yes.
No, my big question is, why is one of the creatures from the old Space Invaders on his crotch?
Yes.
Moving on.
Answered it.
Next.
Here's
toy. Actually, that toy's not bad.
I think his toy looked better.
His toy is way better than a lot of the other ones. Now he just looks like he's got a bra on.
Luckily, he still has
nipple. And now he has nipple tassels.
Yeah, he's got tassels now.
Those are nipple chains.
No, those are tassels, Bill.
Those are chains.
No, they look like tassels.
Definitely nipple
Nick,
chains.
Nick, I don't think you're up to date on your BDSM porn. Yeah. Those are nipple chains.
I don't do BDSM, so I don't know.
He probably doesn't read the 50 Shades books. That's
no,
why.
Hell no. 50 Shades and go
fuck
themselves.
Fuck 50 Shades. I got porno that's better than that. It's on my phone right now.
Oh, my. Next.
At least I'll admit it.
Told you they were nipple chains.
Oh, see, that's a better version.
Yeah, Bevan upgraded version.
He also holds his nipple chains.
Yeah. This dude's into some freaky shit.
I told you that.
He gets stronger by yanking on his own nips.
He's part of the...
Look.
Once again, Seth is right.
Yeah, it could be worse. He could be a German robo.
Oh, my.
Next.
He has an axe.
Oh, he's going to ask some questions, huh?
Yeah.
With his nipple chains.
You know, if you were an enemy robot...
Off because of that Fox Kid logo.
If you were an enemy robot, just like if you were to get into a fight with that dumbass guy that has the chain that goes from his nose to his ear to his lip down to his nipples. Can I just pull those chains and whip this guy around?
Probably. Yeah. Or tear off.
I don't see why
Wasn't that like the main enemy guy from 300?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Xerxes. With the piercings and the chains all over God and creation, yeah.
Probably not the smartest move to have all them piercings when you're going into battle.
Nope. Just got to show that a god can bleed, though.
Yep.
Next.
That's a better picture of...
So this is the opposite of most robos, with the toy is better.
Yeah, the toy is definitely better.
The toy is better.
It's opposite day.
We've only got one picture left for this dude, too.
So...
Is there one?
Yeah, there's six.
Next.
This is five. Oh! Look at this motherfucker! Where'd his axe go? Why has he got some weird thing now?
This is our Lost Galaxy.
Yeah. He's tired of our Lost Galaxy, so he's going to kill them all.
Wow.
He's about to spear those two bitches.
Well, one of them, I think any normal guy would want to spear. But...
if this is the show I'm thinking of, I'm pretty sure one of those bitches has been speared before. I think I have the video of it.
That would be
You're talking about the one on the left, right?
I do believe so, yes.
Because the one on the right died from cancer.
Yeah. Sadly.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's why she had to leave the show, and they replaced her with the villain from In Space.
Who was Astronomer.
Astronomer,
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
But yes,
that's,
yeah.
That's
if
the
you
real
can't send me some
they did what they did
of that
show.
Woman, so...
And yeah,
now
I'll refine the video.
Any jokes
yeah.
I just made. this is going to be a great episode.
Yep. Next. All
right. So,
and we're done. We're
Bill.
Done with this one.
That was fantastic.
What you going to give that guy?
You made me have to fucking rate this guy.
Yeah, we got
to
rate them all, Bill. You know the story.
And I think it's appropriate that you start off.
Got
to
rate them all.
Why is it appropriate for me to rate this guy first?
Because Shane always likes to go last so he can pour the haterade.
You
dropping zeros everywhere.
No, actually, no, this guy gets a 3.5. Because his toy's cool.
Rate it fairly.
I'll
cool.
give it 3.5.
He has nipple chains.
That's right. Nick is back from his sabbatical.
I'll give it a 3.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on the 3.
I'll give it a 2.5.
Oh, nullify my 3.5. Fuck you, Shane.
Yeah, I think I'm there at a 2.5. I don't
fuck
know if this
the
guy's
both
even
of you.
Average.
Thank you.
So what does the warrior mode get?
2.9. 2.9
for
moving
it.
On.
What's this?
Evil something or other. I can't
read
it.
Giga Rhinos.
Giga Rhinos, huh?
Well, there's only two pictures, so this will be simple.
Bam.
Kinda.
Please be cool. And you're not.
Ha. Huh. So it looks like... It literally looks almost like the Tyrannosaurus chess piece, just with the rhino head instead of the T-Rex head.
Ooh.
And it's more of like a pinkish red.
Well, whatever it did.
I don't know
really,
how
it really
much
messes
Bill's
with Bill's
eyes.
In
this picture, though. He's busy picking in his eyeballs.
The picture really hurt.
Yeah, apparently the picture
Bill.
Hurt Bill's eyes.
Bill, go to the next one.
There's only two.
Yeah.
Need a better Oh, wow. Totally glad we just decided to even look at this guy. Now he's just turned his head to the right slightly.
How do I rate this?
This
what
guy
the fuck?
Gets a zero.
I don't even know what he is.
Zero. Because we can't see shit.
And you can thank the interwebs for that.
Damn. Fuck the internet.
He's a rhino.
Does he have a bouquet?
I can't tell. No, that's
Zoom
a mountain.
In. That's a mountain.
No. That would have been, if he would have been holding a bouquet, he'd have got a 4.
Yeah. Like, I would have changed my 0 to a 4 for that.
Because I'd have been like, I don't know what's happening, but that is fantabulous.
He's proposing to the bull Tauros. All right.
So,
isn't he the bull Tauros?
He's a rhino.
No, he's a rhino.
That's right, he's a rhino. Yeah.
He's the evil rhino.
Giga Rhino.
Yep.
So,
he gets a 0.
Can we even rate him? Because we only saw
I have no idea what to
fucking...
do with this guy. This guy,
I'm
let's just
say
go
move
to the
along.
Next guy.
We're not going
to
rate
guy.
Him.
Moving guy. On.
Oh, here's another guy.
Giga Phoenix.
Do we have
Giga
to watch
Phoenix.
This one, too? There's one picture.
One fucking picture.
Really?
Fucking really?
Here we go.
God damn it.
What the shit?
God.
He's got a
that's
boomerang!
Tiny as fuck for us. What the shit?
He's got big-ass boomerang.
He's got big-ass boomerang.
All right, this dude looks
3.5. Hold on.
This one gets a 4.
Hold
damn.
On. Suckerang. Let's get it right.
No, that's a cool boomerang. It's got a blade on the side.
3.
Motherfucker, that looks like they ripped off the upside-down wings from the last asshole.
Dude.
And painted them blue.
Yes.
It does kind of look like that. It looks like he's using the wings.
And because he ripped
because
it off.
Of that, now he gets a 4.5. Because that Zord sucked a dick.
And I'm completely okay with giving that now a 4.
That gets a 4.5 from Nick now.
Oh, shit.
You just raised his score.
He does look pretty cool. I'm going to give him a 3.5 at least. Because I can't tell exactly what's going on with him, but...
Yeah.
Dude's 4. Shit.
I'll kind of agree with the 3.5. Yeah.
Well, guy, blurry picture gets you a high score. Congrats.
No. Blurry picture and Seth saying something about... Or something knocking off the last douchebags we had to review.
No, I'm going to tell you something. We get a clearer
picture
of that.
Okay, so anyway, that single picture guy got a 3.9.
Yeah!
A 3.9 for the evil...
Giga
Phoenix.
Yeah.
He's so cool.
So far, the Phoenix is a winning.
You guys realize that there's an N in that, so it's not Giga.
Giant Steel Star
Ginja.
Beast
mm-hmm.
Gigabitus?
Gingivitus.
Gingivitus, Bitus.
Oh, there's 4 pictures.
Bitus, I don't know.
So, wait, which is it? Is it gingivitis or diabetes?
Well, what? Let's take a
diabetes,
look at it.
Diabetes.
Oh.
All liberty.
It's one of these.
He has teeth, so gingivitis.
Is it a giant space shark?
It's
yes.
a space shark ship.
It's a space shark ship.
Yes, it is a shark. So.
Next.
Yeah, I'll agree to that.
Yeah, that's next.
Goddamn tiny pictures.
Yeah, that's...
I believe it is a transporter
transport
with a face.
It's... It does not look happy to be in space. It's just, like, all grimacing and pissed.
Now, there was one other mode that it made it look like an actual home base that I didn't throw in here, so...
Does it just get fatter?
No, it just has, like, long legs and stuff, so...
No. Oh. I don't know what to say.
I do. No. Next.
Oh.
Well, that doesn't look too bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad that, like, the concept art
kind of reminds me of
better.
White Base.
Yeah,
I was going to say
thinking,
that.
Yeah.
Second I seen this picture, I'm like, oh, look, white base.
Yeah. That's literally what I thought, too.
Which makes it kind of cool.
Yes, because white it base takes references cool. from white base, but white base would fuck that up.
Next.
And there's the toy.
Another toy.
Fantastic.
I'm sorry, that kind of looked like more of a micro machine than a...
Where are you with that?
Where are you at, white base ripoff?
Two.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah, two.
Okay.
White base reference. Saved it.
I'll give it a two. It's
oh,
a
look at that.
Two.
It's a solid two. Yeah. Moving
okay,
on.
What's next? It's the actual Gigabitus.
Gigabitus?
Gigabitus.
One picture. Please be
Gigabitus.
Cool.
It's a shark.
It's a shark.
An actual...
It's a space shark.
We're moving on.
Yeah, we're not
Is he from the new Sharknado?
Oh, God damn it.
It could be worse. It could have been a...
What's this
It could have been a knockoff street shark.
Giga Rhinos?
Yep.
Okay. It's one picture. Oh.
He looks like he was designed for reboot.
Designed for reboot based off of the Resident Evil Hunters with a giant horn.
He looks like he should be in that Primal Rage game.
He looks like
I'll kind of give you that one, yeah.
He looks like he should get a one.
He looks like we're moving on to the next person.
Yeah,
because
he's looking like we shouldn't even score this. Let's move along.
Kind of looks like he's going to mount and hump you.
Yeah. he seems quite excited
Don't
about
give
it.
Daddy
he is
kind of
horny.
With okay. you, bud.
Yes, I went there, Shane.
Gingayo.
Can't move.
11 of this one.
Ow. Oh, hey, that means this one might get a rating.
Oh, trying to move forward. Oh.
Oh. Huh. Megazord.
That's a weird-ass Megazord. Does he have a monkey
belt? Weird-ass? It looks like a fucking ripoff of, like,
No, look at his center. Look at his belt. It's a monkey head belt.
Yeah.
This dude is cool.
Yeah, and it's on his dick, so Spencer's right. Dick's out for Harambe belt. Bringing in the memes, son.
He's got a bird on his shoulder.
I thought we left that back in 2016.
Fuck no.
I believe that's a bird on his shoulder.
God damn.
Yeah.
It's a snake on one and a bird
Harambe
on the other.
Harambe may have died, but the memes will live on. If all your base is still around, motherfucker, the memes will never die.
Some memes need to die. Next. That's some neat artwork.
Yeah,
it's kind of neat.
Artwork.
That's not a snake.
In the other picture.
For what I thought, it looked like a fox, but...
I'll fucking know.
Very Optimus Prime-ish.
Yeah.
Next.
It's a fox.
Okay, so it's a fox. I don't fucking know. It's weird.
This is a very strange looking Megazord. Yes, I know that.
Wolf on the right, some cat on the left.
Thought it was a bird.
I don't fucking know anymore. Next. Oh, cool, he's got a sword. The Ginga King.
Gingo.
I'm going to stab you.
Yeah, next.
He's slicing you.
Look at my
sword.
The sword
looks kind of neat.
Look at my sword.
My sword is amazing.
Give it a lick. It tastes just like bleeding. Next.
What up?
It's dangerous to go alone like this.
Just next. He's got a bird gun! Bird gun!
He grabs the bird by the
feet.
Yes! Bird gun!
Unfortunately, that's the Green Ranger's Megazord, so he's like, guys, don't shoot me into that thing. Please don't.
It's one of his
finishers. Why not? It worked back in one of the Power Rangers things. They shot the Falcon off the arm. So just use the bird to shoot stuff. Now, my question is, when they shoot the bird like this, does it, like, shoot lasers out of its eyes, or does it fly at them? What's it do?
I would guess flying.
Well, if
it
shoots lasers, does that mean that they have to aim it away from the monster to reload?
Reload.
Bang, bang. Really? Yeah. Come on.
No, you need a pedal for that.
You got silence and a sigh from that. Congratulations on that.
I got like three people.
Bill, is this
going to
be a repeat of the last Robos that we did? Where
not
it's like,
no, because I'm not as tired.
I'm just periodically get more and more pissed and start dropping scores, and you're just going to have a terrible time until I start losing my shit.
Normally, I don't steal too much material from them, but maybe you should file that joke you attempted just a second ago, man.
We don't steal that much material. Motherfucker, we've been doing nothing but ripping off Hollywood Babylon for the last six fucking Sentais.
Maybe one
maybe,
or two
maybe
jokes.
Even further, because we went with inappropriate toys, but you did the jingle for shit that should not be.
What?
I fucking stole the PPAP joke from goddamn everybody on the internet, being like, sing pen, pineapple, apple pen is Christopher Walken.
Maybe we're slightly influenced.
How about no?
It already happened. Blame Ralph Garman. I'll send you the link.
No.
Great. It was great.
Yeah,
We're not doing that.
I have a Ben. I have a pineapple.
Oh, my God, no.
Oh, come on.
No,
Shatner
no, no, no,
doing
no, no.
it was
no, no.
hilarious.
Do it with the volcano.
I have a volcano. I have a man. Volcano man.
Moving on.
Next. Toy.
Hold on, we might need a minute. I don't know if Shane can breathe right now.
I'm good. Yes, it does look cheap.
Cheaply made.
It's very cheap looking.
Yeah, cheap.
Can you, I know we don't, I know it messes up the picture. Can you just
Burger
scroll
King
to his face for a second?
Oh, I can always scroll.
God damn it.
Not that one.
Monkey dick. All up in Shane's face.
No. You know better than this. No. Try again. Does he have a beard?
No, he does not have a beard, Shane. He has the golden jowls.
He just sucks a lot of ass and forgets to wipe.
Okay, from a distance, it looks like he had a beard.
Are people shitting gold around him then?
No, it's like that picture I shared.
Because that's not brown, Bill. That's gold.
Yes, the picture.
That's shiny gold.
No, Nick, did you not see that picture I shared to Facebook of, like, a girl painted completely in gold? And it was like, don't touch the statue. The paint's still wet. And then the guy's got his face completely covered in gold. And he goes, what statue?
It was pretty funny.
It was funny.
Box for the toy.
Hey, look at that. There's a dude, and
it's
then they put another dude. And
dude. I swear to God, dude, it seems like he just has a beard. Because he'd get a little higher score if he had a beard.
Well, it looks like a goatee more than a long beard, but...
Well, a goatee is still classified as a beard.
Mm. Yeah. He needs a moustache.
Like, I used to have
moustache.
A beard. Or a goatee.
I swear to God, that's what it looks like. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. I'm, that's what I'm seeing now. And now that I said it, that's all I see. All I see is the fucking beard.
Beard.
Next. Oh, yeah.
Is that a cosplay?
It's a cosplay.
Okay, that's pretty sweet.
That's actually really good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because last time I checked, Megazords don't fight on carpet.
Next.
Wow.
Really good.
You know what? It's going to be great. No, it's going to be great. The Power Rangers movie, the fucking Megazord just going to walk into a carpeted, landscape.
Oh, fuck.
Actually, wait. If they go to a football stadium that has AstroTurf, does that count as carpeting?
Because
it's just fake grass.
Legacy Zord?
Isn't that kind of like the Comic-Con one where they had the Megazord and it was black and it was a Comic-Con exclusive?
It might be.
Or the
be.
Gold one? I can't remember. It was either black or gold was the Comic-Con exclusive of the original Megazord.
It's weirdly inverted and it's kind of neat.
So it's either gold with black or
black
with
gold.
I'm not going to lie to you. When you change the colors, it becomes way better.
Yeah.
I'm liking this a lot more than the original color scheme.
What is up with these toys being cooler than the Zords?
It's opposite day.
Fuck opposite day. Opposite day can go eat a dick.
But because it's opposite day, it won't eat a dick.
Sorry, I want candy now.
Sorry.
I'm going to bring you life then, Shane.
Oh.
I'm going to bring you great amounts of life.
Oh, I'm dead, guys.
Candy.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that giant bag of candy I brought.
Are we handing out candy?
Yeah.
Only for a good only for a good job, Bill. Only for a good job.
I did a good job.
You never get... You never do a good job. Fuck off. Next.
No, no. Bill did his job. He made sure to plug everything in.
So we're done with this.
We're done with this guy. Give him a 2.
It's 1.5.
I'll go with a 2.5 for this.
I am going to...
Bill just got handed old people candy. It's funny.
I am going to agree with Scott. 2.5.
What about you, Seth?
Yeah, 1.5, so it's fucking easy basic math of a 2.
It's got a 2.
So hold on, let me open up my big bag of kisses, because bitches love kisses.
Next up is...
Don't look at me, I can't read that shit, because my eyes
Ginga
suck.
Ginga Icon.
Giga Icon?
Gingalcon?
Gingicon!
It's only got 2.
Hopefully 2 good ones.
Nope!
It's a dragon monster.
He looks like he's from Godzilla.
Oh, no!
Next.
There goes Angel Grove!
Oh, I remember. Because they're monsters, and then
they're
get
beast
stood
modes,
on,
yeah.
And then they turn into...
Yeah, they got beast
robots.
Modes.
That's why I said, oh, no, there goes Angel Grove.
Looks like something Godzilla should fight and kill.
Godzilla probably did kill that thing.
I think he did kill Rodan. Yeah.
I was just gonna say, is this fucking Rodan just on a hardcore budget?
A Rodan?
Was that it? Just
that's
those 2 pictures?
Yeah,
I think we're done
two.
With this guy.
Yes, we are,
we're
not rating him.
Oh,
yeah, fuck
okay.
him.
No,
he's not even a robo. He's just a monster.
But he is actually one of the robos. Because they stand on him
form,
and he becomes mechanical.
Shane.
But in that form, he was just a
thing.
Ginger Leon.
Leon.
Ginger Leon, huh?
Not Leon S. Kennedy.
It's going to be the same thing.
Hi!
Wow.
Basically, all 5 Megazord, all 5 components to the Megazord are going to look like this.
Yeah, they all start out beast modes.
Huh.
Nobody's talking.
Next.
Yep.
Look at that thing.
Are there a bunch of birds on him?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. They thought it was.
They thought it was a good idea to sit on the giant rock puppy.
No. No. They thought it was a toilet.
Come
it
eat
looks
this
like
candy.
Go eat that candy because that's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's what everybody else is doing. That's why there's whole bunches of no talking.
And
I just have nothing to say
about free candy from work, and now everybody's just sitting around eating free candy because fuck this.
It's because this dude is that fucking boring.
But look at that.
Just
look at that thing.
I can't. It's so goddamn small. Not for our viewers on the YouTubes though. They can see it just fine. But for us,
roar.
It was itty fucking bitty.
Pixelated roar.
So, I'm not impressed because I completely forgot that that's what happens in this show. I haven't seen it in a very long time.
I'm glad
I'm
stopped
not...
after Turbo.
Well, you shouldn't be because you missed a lot of awesome.
Trains,
space.
I would pick and choose now that all these are out. And
Dino.
We talked about a lot of these, but I'm glad I missed this.
And believe it or not, this is a good series.
Lost Galaxy was pretty good.
Lost Galaxy is pretty damn good.
You have to watch Wild Force.
The
Red Ranger
sucked,
will
though.
Kill you if you don't.
That's true. He will gut
he
your ass
will
with
kill you with
sword,
a katana.
Not to
yeah,
watch the
that's true.
You must be
Wild kidding. Force. You don't have a choice. He will come to your house and he will slay your ass with his very own samurai sword.
Yeah.
Oh, kind of like Segeda who would judo throw you and blow you up twice for not
no,
playing
like
at
his
Sega
roommate
Saturn.
No, like his roommate refused to watch the fucking show and he gutted his ass and went to prison for it.
Holy
yeah.
fuck.
Yeah, the Red Ranger from Wild Force is a literal murderer.
Damn.
It's only partially a joke. He literally took his samurai sword and gutted his fucking roommate.
He's sitting in a cell. Anybody want to watch my Power Rangers? No.
I don't need a samurai sword. I'm going to shank.
It's like, I'll make my soap
next.
Into a goddamn katana.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to rate these.
We're done with the...
Yeah,
I'm not going to rate that. Yeah,
well,
fuck on that.
It's Ginga Phoenix time.
Because I'm not going to rate these because they're They're not cool.
They're not in the Robo form.
That was amazing, right?
Okay. Actually, it looked better than the other two.
Giga Gorilla.
Oh,
it's a gorilla.
Gingerilla.
Monkey.
See, and before
Gingerilla,
we even started this,
said?
We saw these files.
If they're
were
the
like,
if
everyone
you know, if they're,
who needs
listen,
to smoke or
if
piss,
they're the Gingerman,
now.
Are they? Is the Gingerman or Gingerman? Which are they?
Hold
if
on,
they're
I Gingerman, had it a second
then
ago.
This is the Gingerilla. If they're Gingerman, this is the Gingerilla. Yeah. It's a Gingerilla.
Yeah, I think he actually didn't. You put it in the Google.
Yeah, I put it in for a second.
You put it in the Google.
In the Google.
In the Google.
Yeah, Grandpa, he put it in the
Hold
Do
on.
Do you have the book of faces? Your grandpa's on my face.
Oh, my.
Again with Grandpa.
It. Thanks, Grandma. No, I don't.
It's dangerous to go out there alone. Take this.
Anyway, it's...
Ginga.
Ginga, man.
So well, that's what this
Ginga-rilla.
Dude is. So next.
It rhymes with Ginga.
Next again. Next
He's
again.
He's a monkey. He's still a monkey.
He is okay. giving the thumbs up.
Hey, look.
I hope you were impressed.
Fonzarilla.
Here's Gingant.
Gingat.
Yeah, it's a cat.
Gingat.
It's the kitty.
Meow. Meow.
Oh my God, it's terrifying.
Meow.
I kind of wish Michelle was out here to see this kitty. Look
oh,
at this.
Wait. Look.
Mr. Snugglesworth.
Mr. Bigglesworth.
Or Bigglesworth, yeah, that's right.
What did you just
I have say? Not watched that in forever.
Next.
Snugglesworth.
Meow, meow.
Dude, I'm telling you, this thing is terrifying.
Oh,
next.
Meow. Oh, look, it's so damn cute.
Oh, my God.
He's rolling around. Oh.
You want to sit out here and look at the kitty with us?
This is the most terrifying kitty ever.
Oh, shit. There goes all my damn... No!
This Sim's a pretty kitty.
Lost all of my Hershey kisses.
Next.
No. Really? You're going to walk like an Egyptian on your giant, creepy-ass space monster cat thing?
Hold on. I got something for this.
They probably did.
That wasn't as awesome as I thought it was going to be.
Next!
Egyptians with cats.
Hey, we're done. Cool. Next.
How'd you enjoy that, Shane?
Okay.
Gingaveric?
Veric. It's more or less the wolf.
Please. Be,
oh, is its head going to be in
cool.
a bear's ass?
Please be cool.
Is that cool, Shane?
Meh.
Why does it have scales on the side of its head?
Because next.
That's actually what I was going to say.
Unfortunately,
now it just looks like one of those creepy ass flying monkey heads from the Wizard of Oz. Like, legitimately. Seth, do you see that?
Yeah, I see it.
So you concur?
Sadly, Punky's too sick
concur,
to look at this. She might be the fortunate one, to be fair, though.
Yeah.
Next.
I guess. Next.
Yeah, next.
Poor Spencer has been in the room the whole time with a comment on every picture, but he doesn't have a mic.
Do you want a mic? Would you like a mic? Oh, hell no. I mean, if...
Yeah, don't worry. You're not depriving us of anything.
Shane, just start repeating everything I say and you'll be popular again.
Shane, just start repeating everything I say. I'll be popular again.
Heavy Star Beast, go Taurus.
Please be cool.
There, yeah. Now he's transformed.
Do you smell what the Rock is cooking?
God damn it.
Actually, I don't.
Fucking Power Rangers.
The weather's been really stupid, and it's kind of been like cold, and then not, and then cold, and that messes with my sinuses, so I actually do not smell what the Rock cooked.
Spencer, honestly, you should just like grab the mic from Bill from time to time and interject.
Yeah.
Time to time.
Or just do it all the time.
Or we could have Scott pulling like an announcer, just pull the mic up and say a couple things.
Not
and
an
put
announcer,
it
it's an interviewer.
Or interviewer,
cool.
Yeah, whatever.
Announcers
a reporter.
Don't hand nothing.
Next.
He's shooting laser brompy thing! Holy shit, this dude is cool now.
Okay, now hold on a minute, though. Normally, I'd say this is cool, and he shoots lasers out his mouth. But the from the trajectory of the laser, I think
eyes.
He has nose lasers.
It's eyes.
Yeah, it looks like it's coming out of his eyes like he's Cyclops. And
the
like
laser's coming from right here.
Oh.
That's his nose laser.
Wow.
That's actually still
the top
cool.
of the nose. Not just the nose, the top of the nose.
The Tauros does the most deadly farmer's blow in the history of the world. Monster.
Bromp.
Snot rocket. Boom.
Hey, that makes him
well,
even
unfortunately,
cooler.
He is the coolest one.
Next.
There's the Magnum Defender or Magna Defender.
And now he's not the coolest anymore.
When this picture first came up and it was way back there, I thought something was hanging off his face.
the end of the snot rocket he didn't get.
It was like, what the shit? But I forgot, this guy like doesn't belong here.
Yeah.
He like wandered into the wrong set and they were like, just pretend like this is right.
The weird thing is when he transforms into the Megazord size.
Yeah.
He rides the back of the bull.
Next. Dude, that's cool.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Go!
The series for America. And yes, I made a comment not too long ago when I watched the legendary battle thing and I watched the last fight with the evil pirate dude. And as I was watching it, I was like, man, if there was a series that we butt fucked, it was without a doubt the Gokaiger. Like, we shit all over that series. Because there was every time a ranger comes up that we can't explain, we either don't have the
legendary
scene,
mode,
or we call it legendary mode. But watch that final fight, and then watch what we got. There's like 10 minutes of fight scene that are missing because they turn into Go-Rangers and shit like that. And since that can't be explained, we just skipped that part of the fight. So we didn't get it at all here in America.
Oh, hey, you got Tommy twice.
So, like, what...
And some of the large group shots, you could see some of the older ones, but...
While I don't understand, because I've yet to watch this in its actual original Super Sentai, we did get a pretty good American cut of this series. It was well done. The first quarter of it is well done, then there's a quarter that sucks, then the last half is really good.
So 3/4 of it doesn't suck.
Yeah. There's like this part in the middle where it kind of falls into Monster of the Week. And after you deal with that, it gets pretty good. Mm. Next.
And we're done with the bull.
Okay, is that guy rateable?
Yes, he gets a 4. Because Farmer's rocket snot laser thing.
Die!
Again.
Yep. Because it's a hell of a lot better than what the other one showed.
Oh, no, that's just not.
I give it a 3.
I thought it was a joke, but it's not.
0.5.
You can file that one, too, if you don't mind.
Fuck you.
3.
Bad joke time, motherfucker.
So
far you're on
no
two
more
files.
Puns.
Fuck
You're on two files one episode.
I give this bull a 3.
You get another strike, you're done.
Shane? Oh, yeah, never mind. It was Bill.
Oh, 3.8. He's just a bull.
That shoots snot lasers.
He's just a bull.
Why can't you do zeros and fives, Bill? Why do you have to do point eights and point six?
Then he gets a 3.
No, fool! 3.8, leave it! Leave it up!
I don't feel like, because the grading scale that we use is not like I've heard people say 2.5 is the neutral. It's not. That's not the way our grading scale works. 5 is the best you could ever be for this kind of thing. 4 means it's great. If it's more, if it's a whole bunch of betters of great, then that's fine. Add the points. 3 is the basic for this kind of show. If it's a little better than basic, you keep adding points to it. Once you go below 3, it's no longer basic, no matter how close you are. That means that for this kind of show, it's a number 2. It's only if you're a fan you appreciate what you're looking at. Like Godzilla.
Hey, Spencer, I think I found your bullshit.
Godzilla costumes look bad. Like, the monsters look bad, and you have to be a fan of that kind of thing to think that they look cool. So most of them would probably get a 2. Because it's not basic. And then 1 is bad. It's simply bad. Even if you're a fan of this kind of stuff, it's simply bad. And 0, we're sorry, you even know that this exists.
And I do a lot of zeros.
And that's the actual grading scale. It's not a varied thing. They're varied things within the category that you're picking. So if you think it's basic, it's a 3, then you add the points from there.
Mm-hmm. So
this
Seth,
is 3.8. It's not great.
What this bowl, this version of the bowl get?
The bowl got a 3.5, so it's a little bit better than bullshit.
Bullshit.
I already made that joke.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it.
So this is the
you're
silver.
Trying to help because you ain't got a microphone.
Giga. Oh yeah, but.
Man, I'm glad I got these Hershey Kisses. These are delicious.
You're welcome.
Oh, look. It's Bobo Rodan.
Yeah,
wow.
Mecha Rodan.
He looks derpy.
Yeah, Mecha Rodan with nipple pinchy claws.
Part of me wishes that if you take his arm...
Ow!
Part of me wishes...
I literally just got nipple pinched.
A part of me wishes that if you take his arms away and put
damn
two
robot.
More heads there, he'd be Mecha Ghidorah.
He's Mecha Rodan. Next.
Toy.
Oh.
McDonald's toy.
It looks like a
actually, that does look like a McDonald's toy, yeah.
It looks
yeah.
like a Zoid.
You
yeah?
just shit all over that show.
Yeah,
I was. There's times I've thought about rewatching it. Now I'm honestly, I don't think I will.
I think you just ruined it for Bill.
I don't think I'm rewatching
Zoids.
It.
Oh, no. No,
I fucking, now that I remember, fucking Mecha Rodan awful version is in Zoids. I don't think I'm ever watching it again. Oh, that's kind of cool.
The black and gold version's neat.
I don't think it really helps it.
What's...
I think it helps it mildly.
What's the Pokemon from on the front of Pokemon White? What was his name?
Reshiram.
No, that's the other one. What's the other one?
Zekrom.
Yeah,
it's Zekrom.
Kind of what...
Zekrom without the fat tail.
Yep.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have a lightning butt. I don't care for that. Lightning butt made that character.
Yeah, because you shoot somebody with Tetra Bolt and they're dead.
Lightning butt. Lightning butt and fire butt. Otherwise, those guys are just dragons. But lightning butt and fire butt.
And
that's
ice face.
Oh, and ice face. Ice face is also... Otherwise, they would all three just be dragons in black and white.
And no one would care.
Yeah.
Kind of like this guy.
Now we're done.
No one cares.
Cool. We're done. 2.4. Another tiny picture. It just gets a solid 2.
1.5.
Scott?
Give it a 2.5.
Scott Silver Ginga Leon.
Scott thinks Mecha Rodan is better than DOA2 Hardcore.
Wait, weren't we scoring
Wait,
the last
that's
one?
Right. That's literally something that just took place here.
Okay.
Every time we rate something, I do want to bring that up in case you ever go back and listen to some of these here podcasts. Fucking think about this here, Shane. Scott thought that the dude you just seen was more impressive than all of Dead or Alive Hardcore 2. He gave it a 0.5. Y'all remember he hardcore hated on that game.
Yeah.
He was like, fuck this game.
Scott, usually when you rate something, it doesn't bother me one bit. You honestly, that's your opinion, and I let you stick with it, man.
Mecha Rodan is better than Dead or Alive.
I am
hardcore.
Going to just this one time. I'm going to bring it up.
But that's okay, Bill.
Why?
Apparently, most of these guys have been rating these robos better than the fucking pyramid because they's a bunch of hating bitches.
Yep.
Wait, Gold Ranger Pyramid?
Yeah.
Gold Ranger Pyramid from these motherfuckers here in this room. They all got like fucking zeros and fives and shit. Zeros and point fives.
Yeah. Me and Bill were the only ones
the
to
toy.
Be like five.
They
motherfucker.
Hated.
The toy
they hated my
it.
Fucking pyramid. They hated my fucking pyramid
yeah.
so hard.
So hard to keep giving it points, and he's like, damn it!
I don't know what you guys can hate on.
And I'm going to be sore about that shit for the rest of my motherfucking life.
You mean like when you're 80 and pooping out?
When I'm 83 years old with
poop
sacks on
bag.
My side, and I got the colostomy bag, and I'm sitting in the wheelchair in the fucking mental institution home, because we're all suffering from fucking Alzheimer's, because everything in the world is cooked with tinfoil.
Oh, I'll be dead before
we're gonna. You're gonna be alive. Just I'll make sure of it. We're gonna be in the nursing home, and I'm gonna forget that we filmed every episode up till that point, and I'm gonna be like, "You motherfuckers talking about the pyramid," and you guys are like, "Dude, this was so fucking long ago because I ain't never going away."
Yeah. That's the one thing you. Bill will always... Bill will forget the name now. Of his own daughter,
Bill.
But he'll remember that you fuckers gave a .5 to the...
Bill.
Fucking .5 is bullshit,
Bill.
Guys. What are you
Bill.
Talking about
Bill.
Over there?
The amount of hate that I gave that pyramid, that is my gift to you, because it deserved
By
that.
The way, this dude here really sucks, because we're talking about the pyramid, and he's been sitting...
And DOA...
He's been sitting here duck-smiling for, like, 7 minutes.
Oh, by the way, what is he supposed to be?
This is that robot version of that lion.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about that guy.
That does not look like
this.
A lion.
So, hey,
yeah,
Phil...
That looks like
Phil.
A red version of Tor.
So you remember that feeling you got in episode, I think it was 91, when we did the last Robo review, right?
Huh?
Or something like that? You know, when I lost my shit...
Zoom in on the duck
Hardcore.
Smile.
Hardcore. And you're like, we got fucking upside down wigs. We got Roman candles. We got Nick.
Check out this duck smile.
That's how I felt that day with the pyramid.
This guy might deserve a 4. I'm really enjoying the duck smile.
Knowing that we're not really talking about
this
him.
This is just the first picture, too.
Hopefully the whole time we've been talking has been zooming in on the duck smile. Slowly.
Hey, whoever edits
Future
this.
Future Scotty, make a note.
Future Scott, you can curse all the past us's when you get ready to do this.
And it should be pixelated now.
Super pixelated.
Can we see what the other pictures look like and see if he continues duck
Next.
Face?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh,
I'm disappointed.
Lost massive points.
I'm disappointed.
Oh, now he sucks.
He looks like the worst Liger ever.
Yeah. Is that it? Do we have another one? Oh, we do.
Yep.
And he's still not duck facing. Nope.
Still looks like a bad Liger.
Yep.
Now he's just like
you,
a box.
It looks like a red.
Oh, now you ruined that show for yourself.
Oh, man.
Man.
That toy is pretty poopy. Yeah, do another.
He reminds me of the fries. The transforming fries.
Oh, no.
Remember the old
God,
McDonald's
yes.
toys? And the little fry? He was the pack of fries, uh-huh. And the little legs would come down and the head would come out. He looks like the fries.
Yeah.
Wait, Seth.
Mother.
Seth, do the correct one with your mic.
Next.
It's my fucking
oh,
microphone.
And we're done.
And my head.
We'll sit on the duck
oh,
thing.
God, you're going to zoom in on the duck.
There's a duck smile while we wait him.
Nick, get mad and then say Affleck.
I'm not Gilbert Godfrey in this episode.
That one gets to stay. That joke
yeah,
gets, to,
that
stay.
Gets to stay.
That is not a file joke.
So
no.
Are we actually rating this or not?
When
oh,
she says Affleck.
Oh, if I have to rate him honestly, this dude gets like a fucking 1. He's weak as shit.
0.7.
Point,
only because of duck face.
0.25?
1.
Double dots.
I'm giving it a 1.
Man, what is the best one we've reviewed so far? Because these
Shane,
guys are getting
Affleck
low scores.
All you want. I'm not doing it.
Shane, what did you give it?
0.25.
Okay.
One of them got 3.8. Okay, so the best guy on this show has conquered a 3.8 so far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man, we're really hating on this show.
It was the one with the wing off the other.
Yeah.
If this was somebody's favorite
dude.
Show, we're
that
pissing them
got
off hard right
0.79,
now.
And yes, it was like the second... Dude, like the,
yeah,
the
was,
blue
was,
guy
was,
with
you
the
know
boomerang.
What? Hey, Bill, here's what I have to say about that.
Silver Gorilla.
Good.
Gingorilla. Silver
Nick,
Gingorilla.
You said it wrong.
It's good.
Good.
Oh.
Good. I'm a monkey. Wait,
Bill?
Hold on a second. Wait a minute.
Bill?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question real
He's
quick.
He's a Walkman monkey.
Let me ask you a question real quick.
Go ahead.
How much you like Guyver?
Yeah, I was looking at his chest. I know.
Would you like me to ruin that show for you?
Even if you make fun of this monkey belt, man, you can't.
Honestly, he just looks like a weird Walkman with a monkey
he
head.
Had, because he
and
has
arms.
Boob cannons.
Banana. I see him.
Yeah, that's a Guyver move.
Unless those are drums.
Donkey Konga.
Like he's going to go hang out with Donkey Konga and fucking beat his chest.
Yeah.
And then later on, they're going to play Rock Band on his chest, too.
Yep.
Next. Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
That dude let himself go.
He looks like he has two compact mirrors on his chest or something, so women could do their makeup while their kids play with their dinosaur toy.
That's probably.
Or their awesome pyramid.
No, that pyramid toy sucked. We tried to... Me and Shane tried our damnedest to not hate on that thing, but we couldn't.
They hated because we made fun of the fact that the legs looked like Daleks.
Unfortunately.
I bombed their Dalek Zords.
What Darth Nicolas once said, I letted the hate flow.
We let the hate flow. Good. Good.
Next.
Oh, shit.
He's shiny chest bongos.
Dude. I just realized what this Zord is.
What?
This Zord is Dumb and Dumber tit flashing.
Oh God. Yes!
Yes! It is!
Wait.
This Zord just took its shirt off and instead it's two headlights blinking on and off.
Yep.
You don't remember that, Scott? Drawing a blank? God. When the girl takes her shirt off in Dumb and Dumber.
It was during the dream thing because they fell asleep at
the
motorbike. Because
he's driving the van.
Okay.
And all of a sudden he's looking at her because it's playing that one song. And suddenly the sun broke through. Da, da, da,
yeah,
da.
That shit.
And they're doing the kung fu fight and then they get back and she takes her shirt off.
Okay.
And he takes his off and then he looks at hers and he's like, what the fuck?
And
her boobs are
on and off,
two
and it's actually
lights.
A semi flashing the lights to tell them to get off the side or off their fucking side
of the
road.
That's this Gorilla Zord.
Yep.
Next.
That toy's poopy.
That's a worse toy.
Next.
I feel like his arms don't function at all.
Nope.
No. I feel like that toy is on par with that yellow equal sign that started Shane. It's Christmas morning.
Yeah.
Next.
Monkey!
We're back. We're done.
Is that the first one? Yeah, that was cool. This guy gets a 3.5 because of headlight boobies.
I don't know. To rate fairly, I'm going to have to give it a 1.5.
One.
Sorry. I know.
I give it a 2.
Okay, divided by the thing. 3.6, because Nick saved it.
How the hell did it get a 3.6 when I gave it a 3.5?
Oh, fuck, because I forgot to hit a plus.
Holy
hold on.
Shit!
Wait.
Jesus Christ! I love that thing so much compared to you guys. My love overfloweth.
His love overfloweth onto the monkey.
No, it's because I had a herp derp moment and forgot to hit fucking plus.
Because Seth can't math.
Yeah,
because we were talking.
I can't.
Quiet.
Basic math.
Quiet. Basic math is taking place. Quiet.
Seth is taking care of basic math.
Fuck. 1.8, you assholes!
1.8 for that
RIP headphone users.
Monkey gets 1.8.
So,
the silver cat.
Oh, yay.
Meow.
now it's Mecha Kitty.
I kind of understand why they were doing the Egyptian on top of it.
And now it has a little goatee too.
Yeah, but at least yeah.
Well, oh, you said that takes its score up.
Yeah,
yeah. That
beard increases Zord. This is Kitty with beard.
It's Mecha Kitty beard.
I'll increase my score.
Meow.
Oh, dude! That's actually pretty cool! Mecha Kitty's chasing after Mecha Mouse.
At least it's better than the foreskin-looking thing it was before it became a
yes!
Yeah.
Yes, easily it's better looking than its...
Next.
Oh.
It's still better than the last couple toys.
The toy cannot do the pounce. Its legs won't go any further forward, Shane. So you see it pounce on the series.
Can't pounce.
And
here.
You can't pounce when you take it home.
Stupid McDonald's.
And also
toys.
Its beard is white.
Yeah.
You fuck up the color? Next!
And we're done.
For shame!
What? What? Four for Shane? What?
No.
4 for Shane?
3.5 for the beard.
Which equates out to?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a beard. Oh, beards boy. Get a higher score.
All right, so what are you scoring it, Shane?
Well, I was going to give it a 1, but then I decided no.
Because it has a beard.
Because it has a beard. So I'm going to give it a 2.5 for the beard.
Oh, shit. That's a 1.5 increase on that bitch.
I'm at a 3.5. I think it's supposed to be a cat. I think it looks like a cat. I think it's an Egyptian cat.
And it looks way better than any penis cat.
And so far, it's better than flashy gorilla boobs and everything else. So
yeah, it is better than everything else.
I will give you it is better than headlight booby gorilla. So this thing is going to be a 3.8.
It's got a beard.
I'm giving it a 4.
Hey, Scotty gives it a 4.
Is it because of the beard?
Seth gives it a 5.6.
Curious if we're going to get a really good score out Seth? Of this, because Nick's love overfloweth onto the monkey.
Seth, what did you give the cat?
See, I'm not even going to get mad about that.
2.8.
So
this guy has?
The kitty has a 3.32.
3.32. Okay.
Nope. Apparently, monkey overfloweth still.
Silver.
No, because I correct
you. Jenga Varick.
Here's that wolf.
Oh, yeah. That's the wolf guy.
It's
yeah.
The weird wolf thing.
Bark, bark, bite.
And he needs your assistance.
He's got such a serious look on his face.
Run for the well, human.
Next.
That's actually.
See, that's pretty sick, you shit.
Yeah. That reminds me of
I would probably poop myself if I saw that flying through the woods after my ass.
That reminds me of the Shadow Fox from Zoids.
Talking a lot about Zoids today, Shane.
Shane wants to watch Zoids.
Well, hey, Bill, look at it this way. The last Robos we did, it was Transformers.
I have Zoids on the GameCube.
I am glad I missed that conversation.
Oh, yeah, because
I tried very hard to like
mode.
That game.
Oh, that game sucks?
Oh, I think it does.
Honestly,
really.
If we're going to play anything that has anything to do with anything Zoids, we're going to play Gundam Battle Assault 3, so that way I could use the awesome dog thing that looks like the Liger. It rocks more shit.
I don't know, I just play the GBA game.
Free shrugs.
Next.
No, and look, once again, hey, you
can't pounce.
It's
got to fit in the fucking Megazord.
Like all they did was change the color and the face. Cheap bastards!
You know what that looks like? It looks like a really shitty version of the Star Fox logo with no wings.
Yeah, that does look like the shitty Star, or like a shitty version of the Star Fox logo with no wings.
Now I hate Star Fox.
I love how
you
we can constantly
like
tie these things
with.
Back to stuff that Shane likes.
Next!
I actually Next. Like Zoids, though.
So. Oh, we're done
we're
with
done.
This guy.
Cool. This guy gets a 2.6.
Yeah, I'm at a 2.3.
He turned it all the way up.
Other than the toy, that thing actually doesn't look that bad, so I'm going to give it a 3.
Deuce.
Okay.
Seth?
I think Seth gave it a 2.
Yep.
He just went 2.
2.38 for that guy.
Hey!
Okay, we are on Steel Star Beast Giga Phoenix.
What the fuck?
Rolls right off the
tongue. Did they just get downgraded? No, that's definitely an upgrade, but that's a downgrade in metals.
What? I have a question. Why do all these robots look like they're going to walk over to you like this and then start, like, fucking humping on your leg?
I don't know.
Welcome to the Robot Strip Club.
Is that a cross on his head?
Paladin Zord.
Dude, I don't know.
Nick's got something to say.
It went from evil to
Nick's
good.
It
Nick
sucks
sat
having my
up
back
and I heard
right
his
now.
Everything explode.
It's because my back is out, so I'm trying to relax.
Where'd it go?
As much as I can. Huh?
Where'd it go?
Out.
Not in place.
Oh.
It
did Dude, that does
it went down
like
to, the
went to the club. Yeah,
Bill,
went to the
it
club
went down to
me.
The store to get a
that
pack of smokes
bitch.
And never came back.
Yeah, that too. Son of a bitch. Took my wallet with it too. Credit card got maxed out mysteriously. I sure as hell know I didn't do it. It's over in Mexico.
So, yeah, that does kind of look like a cross on it, and the headpiece looks like it could be like a old school medieval helmet thing.
Hold on, Bill, time for your favorite thing. Prepare to zoom into the face.
Zooming into the face?
Zooming into the face.
Yeah, that's...
Holy shit, it looks like a robot, guys!
Yeah, that's actually kind of neat looking.
I like how when
this.
I zoomed in real far like this, it looks like it's...
On a Super Nintendo?
Yeah, it looks like a scene from a Super Nintendo game. Like, now there should be little lightnings that come up behind it. Like,
hey, Scott.
I don't know how to do that stuff, so.
You can do it. I have faith in you. Make Bill do it.
Bill, can we zoom out?
Hey, Bill.
This is actually kind of terrifying me. I don't like how he's looking at me.
Hey, Bill. Zoom back in.
Dude, no. He's looking.
Bill's face, he's like, but I was told to zoom back in.
I'm not gonna lie. If you were to
clap, not the dick.
Just zooming back in, Shane.
He's looking through me, dude.
So you're saying that Zord is the Krill of the team, huh? What the
is that?
Fuck?
Its weapons?
Or hoverboards?
Dude, if that thing gets hoverboards, that's bitching. Yeah, it's got a jetpack, it's got a hoverboard, it's got...
It's either the accessories or the parts that make it.
I don't know, but it's cool. Go to the next.
Could be the parts that make it, because this right here could be his arms here.
Yeah, but where's the laser cannons? There's a shit ton of laser cannons, and I'm not seeing none.
The two on the very far right-hand side look like the fucking feet.
Yeah, but again, where's all the laser cannons? Anytime there's laser cannons on the Zord that turns into, like, the bigger version of a Zord type thing, they get the laser cannons.
Yeah, I think it's in the arms.
But the Megazord also pulls his sword out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's true.
No, the Megazord calls the sword from the heavens.
Right, so that's what I mean.
Only to pick, only to pick them up with the wrong hand.
And when other guys... Yeah. Next.
It's got the boomerang!
Is he the boomerang guy?
Yeah.
Yes! Boomerang guy!
This is the good version.
Is winning so hard.
Okay, now that I'm looking at it, I don't think that's a cross anymore. Good.
Still looks like a paladin helmet.
Yeah, still looks like it could be a paladin helmet because it's a winged helmet. So yeah, that is cool.
Either that or it just reduces his downforce like a spoiler.
There's something...
That's legit. It's better than upside down wings.
There's something strange Gundam about this guy.
Yeah.
Like, I see down here, this looks like the saber. And then he's got the...
Say it, Shane.
He's got the giant...
No, it doesn't remind me of Zoids. It reminds me of something different.
What?
The picture... Okay. Underneath the big picture with the boomerang, if you look to the right, just the head... Because of what's on top of his head, what we thought was a cross, it reminds me of a beetle. Like,
could be a beetle, but the rest of the helmet thing...
Like a Beetleborg.
Big, bad Beetleborg.
Billy.
This is a big, bad Beetleborg, then. Oh,
unfortunately,
God, right.
I didn't have to ruin that show for you, because that show ruined itself.
Yeah.
This is like if a big, bad... Beetleborg was, I don't know.
I don't know. When I was a kid, I used to watch that show a lot because I was dumb.
Although the... Now, if you look at all the...
I watched VR Troopers because I was retarded.
Then again, it wasn't the Beetleborgs around the same time as Power Rangers.
Yes. Yeah. It was in the 90s.
Yeah, it was one of those things trying to compete.
It was either before or after it, so...
VR Troopers came out in 95.
VR Troopers.
Did I ever watch that show?
Don't worry.
I didn't know you in 1995.
No, next. I'm just trying
Spencer
to
Spencer was sitting there like, I think a man named Nick is watching. Oh. A boy named Nick as you were a kid.
Figure looks interesting. Or a toy.
It skipped leg day.
Wow. It skipped the leg day.
It didn't need leg day. It's got wings to fly.
Yeah.
Next.
So give it a try. It's giant boomerang.
Wow. That's
the toy looks ass.
Toy looks hardcore ass.
Yeah, toy looks ass.
I think Bill would say best.
I think we made it back to normal.
Next.
Yes. All is right in the world.
Yeah, all of a sudden all is correct in the world because toys are back to looking like
score
ass.
Score for the good
Okay. I don't know.
So, other than the toys.
The toy hurts it, but I think I'm sitting at like a 3.5.
I am also sitting at a 3.4.
Okay.
Apparently.
Because Spencer pointed it out, and then we creeped the shit out of Shane when we did that epic zoom in. And hopefully one of our awesome editing team people...
Dude, I'm telling you.
Which
can
Scott.
Add in that cool lightning bolt thing that we talked about with the old 8 or 16-bit lightning bolts behind it as it zooms in. This dude gets a 4.5. Because Paladin helmet guy.
I give it a 4.
Fucking Scott, yeah. Fucking loving shit. Team loving stuff over here, bitch. Hey, you ain't part of team loving stuff. You ain't loving it.
Seth?
Me and Scotty are team loving it.
I'm giving it a 3.8, which means I'm the closest without going over on the Price is Wrong, bitch. It's a 3.84.
3.84?
Steel Star Beast Giga Rhinos.
So wait, does that put that guy in the lead then?
Why
not?
Yeah, actually it does.
It's fist bumping time again.
It's
Mortal Kombat face punching time.
So fucking cheap.
I used to hate that shit.
They'd catch you in the corner and just do that left and right fucking punch, and back then all you could do is just wait.
It's okay. He's got volume controls on his belt. I told you he was a fucking Walkman.
Good, turn him down.
Turn down.
Next. Turn him down! What the fuck?
No,
he's even got an antenna!
The guy's awful.
Look! He's got a fucking
antenna.
He's a goddamn Walkman.
Oh, this is the guy that just...
You know who did a giant robot Walkman better? Transformers. Did.
Yep, they
Zero
did.
Wave kicks this guy's ass.
Next.
That's a fucking particle cannon type of thing.
Does
damn,
he still
he
kick
just got
his
an
ass?
Caster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Soundwave would still kill this motherfucker.
Soundwave could open his chest and have 3 more robots come out of it to fight for him.
That gun is wasted on this toy.
Yeah.
That looks like
cool gun.
That looks like it belongs with Wing Zero.
Yeah.
Next.
Oh, so this dude was a moon rover.
Hey, look, it's the Mako.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go ahead and shit on Mass Effect for you while we're here, too.
You're not bothering me. Mass Effect shit on itself.
It's true.
Yeah.
So, Bill, are you going to play Andromeda?
Mass Effect got really good, still good, not so good, getting worse.
So, are you going to play Andromeda, Bill?
No. Getting worse.
I'm going to play it.
It's one of the games I'm looking forward to.
Enjoy it.
I will.
I hope that that's the negative on the... pages of, Legacy of Gaming.
I hope it. I hope it. I hope it gets like
to your negative.
I hope it gets a quad plus.
Nope, it's not. It's quad negative. Fucking 4 times the disappointment.
So far, I guess my.
I'm agreeing with Spencer.
We're done.
We're done with this.
By the way, I really wasn't paying attention to that guy. A 1.
You're being more generous. I'm giving him a 0.5.
I'm at a 1. I don't like that.
No, I gave it a 1 because I felt bad that I wasn't paying attention.
1.
No, I don't like that car shit. He gets a 1.
Seth?
Mass Effect is amazing.
I'll be kind and I'll give him a 1.5 so he can get a solid 1.
Okay.
So what's Super this? Armor Shine Giga. Oh!
Oh!
Super Armor Shine.
Oh!
Oh, look, he's sparkly!
Okay, his sword
he's
is awesome.
He's a pretty princess
his
sword.
His sword is awesome.
The sword does look cool, but the rest of him...
Hey, hang on. He's still got the Haram belt, alright?
Yep.
I just want to point that out.
Pretty princess Harambe.
Hold on.
Magical robot
hold
princess
back,
Harambe.
Back to something that we love to steal from. Why does kids you know? Oh! Now you fucked up! Now you fucked up! You have fucked up now!
You have fucked up now!
Sparkles.
I think I'm in a minority because I don't think this thing looks terrible.
Next.
Does it look better now?
Scott, there you go!
Steal that lightning!
Steal this lightning, just cut it, and just kind of paste it behind when we say lightning bolts on the slide. Be like,
this looks like a job for Bill going to get a drink.
Damn! threw the mic on the ground type of shit.
Hey, look, Spence, you finally have a full mic.
And I'm your new host, Spencer Robertson.
Your unbiased host.
Spencer Robertson, a.k.a. Osiris Redfire. Bill's a picky bitch.
Next.
I know he's a picky bitch. He talks about how cool pyramids are.
Pretty
this
poopy.
Toy. This toy got fat.
This toy doesn't even look like it actually puts itself together properly.
This
it looks
toy
like
sucks.
It looks like you just together. Pull them off.
This toy needs a George Foreman grill to get the fat off of its meat before it eats itself. Jesus Christ.
Dude, this thing is awful.
The Haram belt got smaller. Flow. That's automatically fewer points for me. I'm sorry.
Next.
This thing is gay.
See, the sword's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just... magical
sword is
princess
cool.
Princess Harambe
sword. The
sword's
cool. The armor add-on to, like, the helmet and the little V thing on the chest, it's not terrible.
I think
that's the sparkles
cool,
that makes it look like
he's got a he's got a
like.
Crown on.
The thing that kills me about this is the chest piece is cool, and the crown is cool, and the sword is cool, and the rest of the sword sucks balls.
Next. That's and we're done.
Hey, look, one. We're done.
So let's rate this.
What do we score this one, guys? Since I'm driving now, I hijacked your shit, Bill.
Hold on.
Bill's like,
hold
whatever.
On. Future Scott, put the picture here. He's the captain now.
Look at me. Look at me. I'm the captain now.
There we go.
It won't be that hard for me to find that.
Yeah, I figured.
It's everywhere on the internet.
Yeah, no shit.
I'm pretty sure my mother-in-law posted that meme on Facebook.
You,
I'm going to give this a 2.
You got kicked out.
Shane?
Oh, yeah.
I'm enjoying strawberry soda, which is more than what you're enjoying.
Yes, that is true. Oh, God, I did pay attention to this guy.
Seth, I'm going to give it a 3.5.
All right.
I'm going to 3.
Oh, my God.
3.2.
Shane! Score!
2.5.
Oh, man, I was the haterade of this one.
So what did it get?
2.84.
It 2. Still 8, got a 4. Decent score.
All right.
So now we got the co-op.
Your winner just hit backspace.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
All
yeah,
right.
Anyway, so your winner is this guy. Insert image here. Okay, now let's move on to the co-op picks.
You're not even going to say which one it was?
Really? I can't fucking remember.
Oh,
I opened that incorrectly.
I do the basic math. Remember, that gives,
I think you opened
that gives
it wrong.
Me the least amount of brain power.
Hold on. We have our new guy driving. He doesn't know how to captain right yet.
Open with
Windows,
yeah, and then
Windows picture viewer thingy.
Hey, I just double-clicked it.
Okay, and zoom out. Right.
Yeah, it go. Didn't make it any
so,
better.
No. Sometimes.
Here you go, Shane.
Why is there a tampon next to him?
That's what I was going to say. Okay.
You know, I was going to try to
so
that,
sometimes
like,
when you
something.
Need a new tampon, you got to just grab the bulb by the nipple tassel horns.
I'm sorry, this picture's ruined with the tampon. So
that robot's like, Kotex is the best.
So maybe I was wrong. Maybe that bull is from Germany.
Next.
Well, I got to back out of this one.
No.
Just,
no.
Just click the next button. Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
Oh, like hey, look, before. Look, it's not lasers now. He's just blowing snot.
Yeah, he's just blowing snot.
Oh. Wow.
You ain't no Green Ranger, you gold-humping hippie.
See, Zordon saw it fit for you to take over as leader and kick Bill, the Red Ranger, out.
Yeah,
but he needs to save you.
You're Jason in this equation, and you just got booted to the curb because Zordon said I'm better than you.
But then
if I remember right, in the very next episode, I had to save that ass.
Leadership.
Kind of right.
Can't Bill just be Rocky because nobody likes him?
That's
that
true.
Works.
That is true. Nobody likes Bill.
There we go. I fixed
Bill.
It.
Yeah.
I know. But
you're,
I'm Rocky.
You're not even Jason. You're Rocky and his red gorilla. Fuck you.
Hey, Rocky, do me a favor.
So, next.
Can you go back to your trailer?
Playing Pachinko, sorry.
Oh, God.
It's the beast modes.
Oh, God, fuck this. Nope, next.
Please.
Nope, all the nopes. What the shit?
that robot's about to get...
By the power of Grayskull.
By the power of suck.
Ooh, let's get ready to suck.
That is so terrifying.
Family photo, guys.
So Rodan and King Kong are teaming up to fucking...
No,
Rodan,
this is Rodan
and King Kong.
Rodan and King Kong got married, and now they got the kids.
They're babysitting.
Oh, my...
Next.
I hope to God as well.
Boomerang dude!
Dude, he is a bird.
He's so cool!
Yeah. He is a bird, man. I told you, and he was
you
so
know what?
Cool.
This picture is awesome. Except for this part.
Well, yeah!
Let's just take this
but
out.
But the robot guy is so cool!
And get rid
cool.
of the rest of this.
The bird is Derpy Bird.
Next.
Paladin Gundam.
White choke of shit.
It's the group robo pitcher.
Oh, yay.
Mecha next. Rodan. Flashy tits. Decent cat.
Fabulous beard.
Duck smile.
Duck monkey. Or
and
no, duck dog.
Scary wolf.
And then
derp dog.
Affleck.
Yeah. Next. And.
You would.
We have the beast modes on the left, and the robot modes on the right, and the shit in the center.
Yes, I'm looking
shit.
At
mostly
I'm
just shit.
I'm looking at a lot
that's
of shit, actually.
Shit.
Haram belt.
Next.
I almost want you to just take all the rest of the audio that we're doing, just delete it,
oh.
and then just start playing fucking Richard Cheese's version of People Equal Shit.
Oh my god.
Can I just, whenever these pictures come up of the group robots, can I just click next? Do we really have to look at this shit over
for a little
and over
while.
And over again?
This is making me hate Zoids.
Next. Really do.
Next.
Hey,
oh,
look,
the toys.
Look, it's the shitty toys.
Hey, look, the yellow one's getting it in the ass from the big blue one.
Okay.
So the green one's getting the cat in the ass.
Oh.
Oh, see, this is cool.
This is the concept.
Concept art for these are fucking sweet.
You know what that looks like to me?
What the fuck happened in between?
Hang on. You guys are all saying this is sweet, but you know what that looks like to me? That looks to me like 2017 Megazord.
Okay.
That everyone's been hating on. That looks to me...
I haven't hated on it. The toys look stupid, but the Zord seems like it might be cool when it moves.
Do you have something to say, Rocky?
Yeah, Rocky? You going to speak up, or are you just going to keep sipping
hey,
on that strawberry
if need,
soda?
If you need to say something, Rocky, Aisha will hand you her microphone.
Wow, go fuck yourself.
Oh, damn!
Can't even give me an Adam to get dicked on. All right, I see how it is.
Still because Tommy. Adam's actually super cool. Still, not saying that you're not cool.
Still
no,
Tommy
do
over here.
Do I even want to know what I'm
doing? I'm
going to
go get a soda now. Fuck you.
And we're losing people now.
Damn.
So, the best leader makes people quit.
So,
Spencer.
The worst leader has to fire those fuckers.
Spencer.
All we did was weed out the weaklings.
So yeah,
the
this
trash.
This is an interesting little image of the Zords.
This is kind of a cool picture.
Yeah,
I
they're
like
all dashing forward,
that
super is fast and shit.
If they actually really looked like that,
but
in
when
the
you
show,
have to put your Zords in fast forward motion to make them look good, that's probably not a good thing.
Yeah,
it's true.
Next.
Oh look, it's another family it's, portrait.
Yeah, another
oh my
family.
God, that. You know.
Zooming in on Rodan's face.
Even
huh?
Rodan is disappointed.
You can tell. You can see the fucking disappointment. Like, guys,
next.
Get me out of this fucking show.
Here's
evil
the evil
Centaurus
Zords.
And evil Strataforge. Alright, look, dude, Strataforge kind of looks fucking cool.
Dude!
Centaurus is evil Walkman.
Yeah, it's evil Walkman and evil Paladin Zord, dude.
Yeah, because he has the fuck.
Oh, it's Dark Knight Cecil, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Birdhead. Birdhead, see, there you go.
Made
Shane. Now we lost Shane.
Oh, shit, now we lost.
And we're done.
And we're done.
Oh,
we're
man, done. Perfect timing. Only three of us survived the fucking episode.
It's like an episode of Survivor that was only, like, 15 minutes long.
Yeah, I mean...
Get the fuck off my island, I win.
So wait, is this Team Survivor then?
Yes.
Scott, we're the winning team! Spencer, yes! Fuck them!
We're
I don't
survivors.
Know how to end
That's
these,
all we
so
are.
You can have your mic back, Rocky.
All yeah, we are survivors.
Well.
Good job, buddy.
I hate the fact that you dicked on that.
So, Rocky.
Still Tommy Oliver.
I love how we're still recording, though, but we're all acting like the fucking episode is completely over. Like, I'm sitting here eating beef.
Dude! You're doing pretty good.
The lesser fucking Red Ranger's back!
That's right, I came to save the
show.
Oh,
shit!
I'm still Tommy Oliver.
Hey, dude!
Adam came back too!
Oh, am I Adam?
Yeah.
Fucking sweet, I'll take it.
Well, no, I'm the
hey,
dick
wait,
of everyone.
Are we all being fucking rangerized here? Like,
yeah, we have a problem.
The only two here that haven't been is me and Scott.
We have a problem now because all we have left is Billy and the pink.
Dibs!
Ranger.
Dibs on Billy! Dibs on Billy right here now!
Well, I'm the one who edits
that
the
would
video,
make
so
Scott
the
hottest nope. guy in the podcast.
You can either be the hottest guy or I'll be it. I mean, I don't mind being the hottest dude.
Sure, I'll be the hottest dude.
Yeah, see, there we go.
Huh.
So you're
Billy, so,
you can be whichever Pink Ranger.
I'm the one that gets to leave the show and then live
in the
space
video,
as an old man.
As an old dude.
Underwater.
You can be Billy, he can be Alpha 5.
Dude!
So I'm.
Well, actually, so no. That means you
class.
No, that would have to make
me
Alpha 5 because I do
me
tech
as
support.
Adam, which is fine. I get a minivan
and a frog.
A frog.
God damn it!
And
I
you
had
get
to
pull
alpha.
The two Daleks.
Yep. The Daleks.
Frog dick.
Yep. I'm frog
bull
dick and all the dicks and. But eventually, I will come
be
back.
Alpha.
And had he stayed in the show nice. Long enough, he would have plugged into Scorpion butts.
Yeah, see, well
actually, what's funny is after rewatching some of the other
ooh,
episodes now.
Ooh. But I get to
almost all of them plug in the butts.
But I do get to come back with a broken morpher and risk my life.
Good for you, sit down.
And then I'll go and voice Ichigo.
Okay, so I think that's the end of this episode.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in to Super Sentai or Sentai Review Survivor Edition.
I'll drop my candy wrapper. Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So, check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.